Episode 47 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Hey, you can now hear the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible on Stitcher Radio on demand, available for iPhone, Android, and most tablets. Connect Stitcher with your Facebook account and comment on our episodes. Download it free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. On today's reading, God gives instructions on how the tabernacle itself is to be created. And today we'll read Exodus chapter 26 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Also, I have something I'd like your feedback on at the end of today's show, so be sure you listen all the way to the end. Exodus chapter 26. You are to construct the tabernacle itself with 10 curtains. You must make them of finely spun linen in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with a design of cherubim worked into them. The length of each curtain should be 42 feet, and the width of each curtain 6 feet. All the curtains are to have the same measurements. 5 of the curtains should be joined together, and the other 5 curtains joined together. Make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the last curtain in the first set, and do the same on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. Make 50 loops on the one curtain, and make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set, so that the loops line up together. Also, make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains together with the clasps, so that the tabernacle may be a single unit. You are to make the curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. Make 11 of these curtains. The length of each curtain should be 45 feet, and the width of each curtain 6 feet. All 11 curtains are to have the same measurements. Join 5 of the curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves. Then fold the 6th curtain double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain, the outermost of the first set, and make 50 loops on the edge of the corresponding curtain of the second set. Make 50 bronze clasps. Put the clasps through the loops and join the tent together so that it is a single unit. As for the flap that is left over from the tent curtains, the leftover half curtain is to hang down over the back of the tabernacle. The half yard on one side and the half yard on the other of what is left over along the length of the tent curtains should be hanging down over the sides of the tabernacle on either side to cover it. Make a covering for the tent from ram skins dyed red and a covering of manatee skins on top of that. You are to make upright planks of acacia wood for the tabernacle. The length of each plank is to be 15 feet and the width of each plank 27 inches. Each plank must be connected together with 2 tenons. Do the same for all the planks of the tabernacle. Make the planks for the tabernacle as follows. 20 planks for the south side, and make 40 silver bases under the 20 planks. 2 bases under the first plank for its 2 tenons, and 2 bases under the next plank for its 2 tenons. 20 planks for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, along with their 40 silver bases. 2 bases under the first plank, and 2 bases under each plank. And make 6 planks for the west side of the tabernacle. Make 2 additional planks for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They are to be paired at the bottom and joined together at the top in a single ring. So it should be for both of them. They will serve as the 2 corners. There are to be 8 planks with their silver bases, 16 bases. 2 bases under the first plank, and 2 bases under each plank. You are to make 5 crossbars of acacia wood for the planks on one side of the tabernacle, 5 crossbars for the planks on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars for the planks on the back side of the tabernacle on the west. The central crossbar is to run through the middle of the planks from one end to the other. Then overlay the planks with gold and make their rings of gold as the holders for the crossbars. Also, overlay the crossbars with gold. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you have been shown on the mountain. You are to make a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely spun linen with a design of cherubim worked into it. Hang it on 4 gold-plated posts of acacia wood that have gold hooks and that stand on 4 silver bases. Hang the veil under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony there behind the veil. So the veil will make a separation for you between the holy place and the most holy place. Put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. Place the table outside the veil and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle, opposite the table. Put the table on the north side. For the entrance to the tent, you are to make a screen embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely spun linen. Make 5 posts of acacia wood for the screen and overlay them with gold. Their hooks are to be gold, and you are to cast 5 bronze bases for them. May God bless the reading of His Word. Have you noticed the reference to manatee skins today and yesterday? Well, it's also thought that this might be referring to dolphin skins or just fine leather. What do you think it means? So at the beginning of the show, I told you that there was something I wanted your feedback on. Here's what it is. I'm thinking of, instead of just reading through from Genesis to Revelation as we've been doing, I think I'd like to read a chapter from the Old Testament and a chapter from the New Testament on every show. So we'd be going from Genesis to Malachi and Matthew to Revelation concurrently. And since there are lots more chapters in the Old Testament than the New Testament, once we're through with the New Testament, I would read chapters from the Psalms in addition to the other Old Testament reading. So what's your reaction to that? You have any other ideas? Leave comments on the LifeSpring Media Group on Facebook or write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And don't forget about Stitcher Radio, where you can get the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible each and every day. There's a link for it at lifespringmedia.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.